there. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. This morning, the Atlanta church where Martin Luther King Jr. preached had a memorial service for the late civil rights leader. Former President Bill Clinton and Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee attended. King was a third-generation minister at Ebenezer Baptist Church. He and his father were co-pastors there from 1960 until his death. King would have turned 79 last week. The day honoring his memory was signed into law as a national holiday by President Reagan in 1986. It's been observed in all 50 states since 2000. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused two small planes to collide in Southern California. At least five people were killed when the Cessnas crashed into each other yesterday. Wreckage from the crash fell on a car dealership, killing another person who was inside. Investigators say the Corona Airport does not have a staffed control tower. They are working on getting the flight plans for those two planes. Iran is still hurting stability in Iraq. That's according to a new Pentagon report. It also says the U.S. military says in spite of a drop in Iranian-made weapons making their way into Iraq, insurgents are still getting training and financial help from across the border. Iran's government denies any involvement in the violence in Iraq. Israel says it will allow some fuel and medicine supplies into Gaza on Tuesday. Border crossings have been sealed since Friday. Israel says it's in response to rocket attacks from Hamas. Gaza's sole power plant had to be shut down over the weekend. Arab leaders and the European Union are urging Israel to lift that blockade completely. Call it a tidal wave of timber. That's what you're seeing there. Thousands of pieces of wood washed up on beaches across southern England. Seems a cargo ship sank off the coast last week, spilling some 2,000 tons of timber. People say they're amazed at how much is piled up. Police are warning anyone tempted to take some of that wood because they could face charges. Those are the headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.